7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us on the line this morning to talk about all things happening in Washington, and a day early, a schedule conflict tomorrow, so we're glad we're able to work you in, and I guess the timing works out perfectly to get your reaction to yesterday's rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. Not as, I don't think, as far-reaching as maybe it's being portrayed in some of the media about the whole issue on same-sex marriage, Tim, but your reaction to what the Supreme Court actually did decide yesterday.
Well, I appreciate exactly what you said there. It is not as far-reaching as the president and others are trying to make it. They certainly want to override states like Michigan, who have a definition approved by the citizens of the state of Michigan, overwhelmingly, that marriage is defined as that relationship between a man and a woman for the best interest of a child as opposed to the best interest of the desires of adults. And I think that's a good thing. The 5-4 decision with Kennedy writing for the majority threw out only Section 3 of DOMA, which was saying that there is a federal definition of marriage. He did not throw out, and in fact, I think it enforced Section 2, which says the states still have the right and the authority to establish their own definitions if they so determine. So the 38 states in the United States right now that have said marriage is defined as that relationship between a man and a woman. And battle will continue, and they will try to begin developing changes in the states by sending people all out from California or Massachusetts who are same-sex couples, and then trying to indicate that their civil rights are violated because now they've moved to Michigan, and Michigan won't let them have the state's rights. They'll get all the federal. If they have federal policies, insurances, whatever, coming to them, they'll get that. But they won't get the states, and that will be the battleground. And so I just, in fact, finished a meeting with some Heritage Foundation lawyers, as we discussed, the way forward, and I think it's not as negative as it's been portrayed yesterday, although it is certainly a reason to begin discussing strongly about where we go from here.
Well, it is interesting, though, that, again, those who support more states' rights, that this does take away kind of the federal edge to it, but does reinforce from the Supreme Court and the states' rights version of this.
Well, the 10th Amendment is still there, and those of us that believe in states' rights, and I'm one of those, and I fight that regularly at the federal level here, saying our federal government has encroached upon the authority of the states. It's not the other way around. States in our system of government, our Constitution, are the ones that give any type of rights or authority to the federal government. It is the states from which all of the government flows, and this is another opportunity. I think I see it as a positive. An opportunity for the states to reassert their responsibility and their authority, for the citizens of the states to stand firmly on that as well, and say, though we are one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, yet we are a nation of states with authority flowing from that. So I'm not discouraged. I mean, there is nowhere in any of our states' laws, including Michigan, that we would tell people who they can't love. There's no place where we say that there aren't relationships, and we will establish what the relationships must be and what must not be. But we are saying there is a traditional value based upon design of our Creator that says the best interest of society and the best interest in continuing society and the best interest of a child is to have a mom and a dad. It works that way. And any other relationship is subordinate to that. And I think a society that forgets that is a society that ends up with some significant problems.
7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us this morning from Washington.